শনিবার দিনে ছোট ছোট বাচ্চাকে তবে দিন আগে হবে।
নম ওম বিষ্ণু পাদায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেষায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী
ब्रह्मस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर्याजुः पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु संसर्गभूतहृदयं त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मां चरन् भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्य चित्ताश्च कामाधिकरणं कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय हार्ट टचिंग ऑब्लिगेशंस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी एंड सेंट इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी I want to remind you that what is bhakti, and you should judge by your heart that whether you are heartily following the principles of bhakti or not. So, you know, in Srimad Bhagavat, definition of bhakti has been given. In other, also in his scriptures it has been given. But, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate Srila Rupa Goswami has given the definition of bhakti, which contains all the previous definitions, and that is anna vilasita shunyam gyan karmadhyanabhritam ankullena krishnanushilanam bhakti. I have done so many times, but still and today reminding you what is bhakti. Arandya Maharaj explained in brief.
Om Jnana Chinaradhasya Jnananda Rasalakaya Chakshuranmalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. So Srila Gurudev wanted me to speak briefly about the unprecedented definition of bhakti that was written down by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu under the direct inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and written down by Rupa Goswami Pai. Anyabhilasita shunyam jnanakamartinabritam anukulyena krishnanushayam bhakti uttama. The unbroken, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors body, mind, and words, and also our sentiments of the heart, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which are completely devoid of the slightest trace of any other desire, and which are not covered by karma, the tendency to perform reward-seeking activity, jnana, the cultivation of knowledge for the purpose of attaining liberation, and yoga, the cultivation of mystic power, dry renunciation, etc. Such a constant, unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words is called Uttama Bhakti.
That's the definition. I should tell more. It's only
yes,
more than this.
Some explanation.
Hare Krishna, there is a speaker in the Prasadam Hall for all the children who want to compete with the lecture. So Srila Gurudev wanted me to give little explanation. So far we've explained the translation only. Now a brief explanation. The verse can be divided into two parts. Anyabilashtashunyam gyanakamattinavritam. And then the second part. Krishna Anushinam Bhakti Uttama. The first part defines the Tatastha Lakshan of Bhakti, that means the extrinsic characteristics of devotion. It explains what devotion isn't. Whereas the second part defines the Swarup Lakshan, the intrinsic characteristics of devotion, that defines what devotion actually is. So, first we'll look at that. Anukulyena Krishna Anushinam. The entire verse revolves around the word shilanam. Shil dhatu means a cultivation. So bhakti is not something static. It is not a gyan, knowledge, but it's kriyatmik, it's an activity. And so the shil dhatu, this verb, refers to cheshtarup, the endeavors that one performs, and also bhavarup, or the concomitant emotions which accompany those endeavors. So when we examine the cheshtarup aspect of shilanam, we find that it has two parts. That is called the nivritti atma cheshtarupa and pravritti atma maka cheshtarupa. Nivritti atma cheshtarupa means that in bhakti we'll have to be very careful and make a conscious, energetic endeavor to avoid those things which are not favorable for devotion, such as atyahara priyasas cha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasthalonyam cha sabhi bhakti vinashati, overeating, over-endeavoring, speaking mundane things, being greedy for worldly achievements and association of materialistic persons. Also, we have to be very careful to avoid things such as nam aparad, being inattentive at the time of chanting, and 10 other types of nama parad, including Vaishnava parad, making offenses to other devotees, and Guru Avagya, neglecting or disrespecting the spiritual master. All of these things, because actually the three modes of material nature, they by force they engage us in these things, and therefore we have to make concerted, energetic effort to avoid them. So that's called Nivritti Atmaka Chastarupa, the endeavor to give up those things that which will be detrimental for our devotion. Then, pravritti atmaka chastarupa means to accept everything which is favorable. So that means utsahan nistyat daryata takano pravatana sangachaga chitovrite sabhi bhakti prasiddhiti, to always be enthusiastic, to be have confidence, faith in the words of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and to have patience if it takes some time and the result is not coming at once, to not lose our enthusiasm and confidence, even though some time is elapsing. This is called patience, etc. So these are the qualities whereby bhakti becomes successful. These will have to be accepted. So these two aspects are part of cheshtarup, called sadhanrup, and then the other aspect of cheshtarup or endeavor is called karyarup. When one sadhan has become advanced up to the stage of bhav, then all the activities such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, they're undertaken not as Indriya Vyapar or Indriya Prerana, activities instigated from the level of the senses, but rather hearing, chanting and remembering is taken up as a reaction to one's internal transcendental feelings, one's spontaneous love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. So this is called the Karya Rup. Then if we go to the Bhava Rup aspect of the word Shilanam, there are two parts. One is called Stai Bhava Rup and one is called Sanchari Bhava Rup. The Stai Bhava Rup refers to the emotions that one feels, which are the foundational ecstatic mood of love for Shri Krishna. It's the five types: Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Neutral, a passive adoration, and superior to that, the mood of a servant, superior to that, the mood of a friend, superior to that, the mood of a parent, and the supermost emotion, the mood of a beloved of Shri Krishna. So this is called the Stai Bhava Rup. Within the ocean of the Stai Bhava, one's foundational ecstasy, some transitory assisting emotions like waves will rise and fall. That is called Sanchari Bhava Rup. There are 33 types of Sanchari Bhavas. So all revolving around the word Shilanam is the entire explanation of bhakti for those in the stage of sadhana, in the stage of bhava, and also in the stage of prema. So Rupa Goswami Pada has written Krishna Anushilanam, that this cultivation of endeavors should be not Shilanam, only a cultivation of endeavor, but rather Anushilanam. The word Anu indicates continuous, unbroken. So we can see to what degree we have progressed in pure bhakti by how much our absorption in devotional service is interrupted by things other than devotional service. And when our practices are uninterrupted, then it can be called Anushilanam. The word Anu, apart from indicating Nirantar Jamai, continuousness, also indicates Anugatya, that bhakti is an activity which is performed under the guidance of the one's superiors. Whether it's in this world, the conditioned souls in this world must take up devotional service, not independently, but under the guidance of a liberated spiritual master. If they're not under the guidance of a liberated spiritual master, their activities, though they may be performing hearing and chanting, remembering, they cannot be called Uttama Bhakti. They cannot fit into the definition given by Rupa Goswami Pai. So in this world, and also out of this world, in the eternal spiritual world, there we see that all the Rati Manjari is under the guidance of Rupa Manjari, is under the guidance of Lalita Sakhi, is under the guidance of Radhika, and all are serving Krishna. And therefore, the principle of Anugatya, or being under guidance, is universal and all-pervading in the spiritual world, and it extends down to this world, so we better get used to it here. Then, Anu Kulyayana Krishna Shiranam. The word Anu, Krishna Anu, also indicates that devotional service is in connection with Krishna. So it may be directly for Krishna, or for a person who is related to Krishna. So because the conditioned soul in this world, it has not realized his relationship with Krishna, his devotional activities only become devotional when he performs them for the pleasure of a devotee who actually is established in a relationship with Krishna. So Srila Narottam Das Thakur said, Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadhama, that the repository of devotional service, there is an exclusive repository of devotional service. It is not available anywhere else. It is only available at the lotus feet of one's divine holy teacher, the spiritual master, Shri Guru. So we come to the word Anukulyena. Anukulyena is sometimes taken to mean for the pleasure of Shri Krishna. But actually we find that this conception is a mistranslation, is not complete. Why? Because in the pastimes of Krishna, we see that Madhya Yashoda, sometimes she binds him with a rope, sometimes she may just twist his ear, and she may give him, inflict some discipline upon him, which at the moment, at that time, for Krishna, is something that he doesn't want. It's not something that's very pleasing to him. Krishna may weep and cry and have a tantrum or become do some more mischief in order to avenge the discipline inflicted upon him by his mother. So we see that when the question comes, is the discipline inflicted by Mother Yashoda, is it bhakti or not? It must be, even though it's not immediately pleasing to Krishna. So the word anukulyena means pratikul bhav rahita, with devotional services devoid of any antagonistic mood towards Krishna. On the other hand, we see that Chanura and Mustika, the wrestlers of Kamsa, they were fighting with Krishna, they were trying to kill him, and Krishna was really relishing that fight. It gave great pleasure to him. Yet the activities of Chanura and Mustika, the wrestlers, though it gave pleasure to Krishna, it can't be called bhakti because it was not anukulyena, meaning pratikul bhav rahita. It was not devoid of antagonism, but rather it was completely infused with antagonism. They wanted to kill Krishna. So, if we take the word anukulyena to mean for the pleasure of Krishna, then there would have been a defect in the definition of Rupa Goswami. One defect, that defect would have been avyakti dosh. In other words, the definition is too narrow and excludes things which are included in bhakti, such as the services of Mother Yashoda, or it would have been guilty of ativyakti dosh, the definition being too broad and including things which are not actually devotion, such as the beatings of the powerful wrestlers Chanura and Mustika. So when bhakti is performed by body, mind, and words and feelings of the heart, devoid of any antagonistic mood, continuously under guidance, for the benefit, ultimate benefit and welfare of Krishna, this is called bhakti uttama. The word uttama means that this bhakti is uttama, above darkness. It's above the material world of the property, the modes of material nature. So the word uttama bhakti indicates that there must be things, there must be a type of bhakti which is not uttama. So that is when bhakti is not uttama, that means the devotional activities are mixed with the modes of material nature. So that is called arop siddha bhakti, sangha siddha bhakti, and that's
how do. Yes, Mufin sir.
So, in this way, on Gurudev's order, we conclude this brief discussion of the nature of uttama bhakti.
You heard about this. Now you can judge yourself. Truly, you are following this bhakti or not. You know, Dhruva, he did bhakti. He meditated Narayan, Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna. And he shocked, he took darshan given, but his bhakti is not pure. Because he has some anya vilas. And he has some worldly desire also. Some attachment to her mother, his mother. So not pure bhakti. In regard, we see Prahlad Maharaj. His bhakti is pure. Bhisham Pitama, pure bhakti. Sanak Sanandan Sanatana in first estate, pure bhakti. But not uttama bhakti. No. Prahlad Maharaj is Bhagavat, Uttam Bhagavat. For Vaidhi Bhakti, we take him. We must follow him. But for Raganuga, giving regard them, him, Prahlad, Bhisham Pitama,
four Kumars,
even Sukhdev Goswami in his first career, we will give respect to them. But keeping them aside, we should go forward. Then Uttama Bhakti will be, otherwise not. One thing also, Anukulena, he told so many explanations Anunayam tarjimini. Anu anugatyamini. What is the meaning of anugatya? Can you say?
Under guidance.
What is it? What is that?
Anugacha.
Anugacha means to be completely under the guidance of the spiritual master or one's guide. Also related to Sharanagati, that one has completely surrendered, one has passed the stage of Nishtha and is entering the stage of Ruchi, taste for chanting. So this would indicate that one is...
Has any disciple right to correct his Gurudev words?
Or Guru Varga's word.
Understand?
To correct his words.
Correct his explanation. Correct his words. Correct his writings. Correct anything. Has he right or not?
I think it would depend on the circumstances. I think it would depend upon the circumstances.
No. Never. In any case, anupulle. If anything that you are not understanding, you can ask him.
Clarify.
In what line? Oh, if I am qualified, then you may tell. Not more than that. Any disciple, if he thinks that I am more superior, I can think more, I know better than my Gurudev, then he is damned. Really he is demon. Before accepting Guru, he can think that whether he is qualified or not, first, at that time. And if he has accepted, then he should obey. He has no right to change anything of it. Guru words. Then where is Anupulya? You know? Vyasadeva was Narayan, Shaktavesha avatar. No? And Guru was who?
Narad Rishi.
He totally followed. Why I am sad he did not knew? Oh Gurudev, you know. Why I am sad? Narad Rishi did not wrote so many
scriptures
and other things. Just there, whereas divided four Vedas, made Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, and so many things more than Narad.
So many Purans.
Narad has done only Narad Pancharatra. But, what his Gurudev told, it was all right not to change. He had no authority. So we should try to follow Gurudev in this line. If any doubt comes, you can go directly and bring him very
politely.
You should ask. And he will remove your all doubts. Always be careful, otherwise this is namaparad. Second,
Guru Abhagya.
Always. We sometimes misguide it. But our Shastra tells all these things clearly. What is written? Anna Vilasita Sunnam Gyan Karmadya Anna Vritam Anukulena Krishnan Silanam. Bhakti. Oh, it should be applied also on Guru. On Guru. It has been told Krishna and his
associate.
No. Krishna and his manifestation. Also Gurudev. It should be applied. So we should try to understand all these meanings and follow. I have come only to remind you. Don't be weak and try to follow all these things, and we should begin from beginning. Adam Sardata Sadhu Sangha. I told you. I thought in Malaysia, I told the what subject should I give here. Then I myself decided that in Jagannath Puri, we have explained somewhat about Rai Ramananda Sambhad. In Rai Ramananda Sambhad, nothing is left. From very beginning, you cannot think. Very beginning. From Varnashram Dharma. And what? Up to Radha mood, Manjari mood, what I told in morning. Everything is discussed there. And how to have the process also. So, I thought that in brief, we will discuss here how many? 4 days or 5 days?
Four more days.
I will try that we should discuss briefly on this subject. You should also be prepared. So, Mahaprabhu went to south. There were so many purposes. Outwardly purpose was to know about whereabouts of his brother.
Vishwarup Prabhu.
What became? And he went there, discovered that he has left his body, this world. He met with Rai Ramananda. And everywhere in South, he met all Vaishnavas by preaching. Told them, be Guru and preach what I told you. You should tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And tell him or to preach that. But one condition, and condition was, don't meet, take meat, eggs, wine, all these things. And you should chant, and be Guru. Someone question, then Guru Abhiman will come, or it will not come. You should be sincere. So we should try to follow. He went to various temples. He went to Shedbanda Rameshram, Kanya Kumari means Durga. Shedbanda Rameshwaram, Tanjau, here and the same Shiv temple everywhere. But everywhere he was dancing. Dancing. And all were dancing with him. And he was singing also. Why? Why he was singing and dancing? In Tanjore, Shiv temple, 1008 Shiva Vigraha. Very biggest temple. Even more higher than Puri temple, and there is a biggest stone, more than half thousand tons perhaps. And how they kept there, no one knows. And he went there and began to dance. Why? Anywhere he used to go, he did not saw their form or anything. What he saw? Everywhere Krishna is Sthuti. What is written?
Sthavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti.
Sthavar jangam dekhe na dekhe tar murti. Sarvasti puray tar ishte devar. Sarvasti. How? He saw Shiv, Mahadev. And Mahadev always serving Krishna like Atma Bhav. Hari Har Ek Atma. Like Gopishwar Mahadev. And he began to meditate on Krishna. A Uttam Adhikari sees grasses, but not grasses. What? Who made it? Who made it? And that once goes to Krishna. So everything reminds him, Krishna, Krishna. And if Murtam Adhikari, then he will think, oh, all reminding Radhika. He will see Krishna and what? Remember, she is controlled by Radhika. Her love and affection is so hot. So, Murtam Adhikari sees her. So, everywhere he went, preached Hari name. And all were inspired by them. They became Vaishnava. Thus, he came to Rai Ramananda place, Godavari. Now, what place? Vijayawada,
Rajmundri.
Kabul, where Rai Ramananda used to be. Kabur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. He had taken bath and he was meditating something. How beautiful was he? Was himself so beautiful. Taking the beauty, intrinsic beauty of Radhika. So how beautiful. And what meditating? For which he had descended. And saffron cloth matches. Why took saffron cloth?
Anurag kala.
Anurag kala. And then in the meantime, king with drum, with thousands of pandit reciting Veda shlok. Sri Sukta, Puru Sukta, and all other shloks. And then he took bath also. And then from distance he saw. Who is that? Sannyasi. Thinking, hey, stop all the Brahmins there. You should wait here. And his palankilo.
Palankin.
Oh, he stopped there. Alone. With only dhoti, only one. In an upcovering. In a simple way, without shoes and palatial
dresses, royal dresses,
he came and went to Mahaprabhu and thinking that Mahaprabhu opened his eyes and saw. The two eyes became four, and then Mahaprabhu asked, "Are you Ramananda?" And then what? Oh, I am Sudra. I am Sam Sudra. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once
embraced
him. And he wanted to fell on the feet of Mahaprabhu. All the Brahmins from distance, they were watching. What doing they? This sannyasi is Brahmin. Because without Brahman being by birth, but anyone cannot take sannyas. But our Goswami has opened the door for all. Otherwise, he should take birth in India and also in very high class of Brahmin family. Then, so he must be Brahmin and he is sannyasi even. Why he is touching this Shudra? Rāyamananda Shudra.
Shudra family is not asan. Rāyamananda is not coming Shudra dynasty. Only Shudra family is asan.
Shudra, Rājbhāva de āsya, Shudri, udhari kāśta ke Shudri bolto. He was in kāśta family. Kāśta
Shudra.
Kāśta is called Shudra.
Kāśta Kshatriya.
Because there are so many reasons. Anyhow, he told himself that I am Shudra. And all they thought that he is Shudra. So, they were thinking, why this sannyasi, being a Brahmin sannyasi, and what? Light coming from his...
effulgence coming from his body.
Body. So high God. And why he touching this? Shudra Ramananda. And Ramananda is very learned person, very grave. He is like a king, representative, governor general of Prataparudra. And very learned, a squire. Why he is now dancing and weeping and trembling? Ashtasattvic vikar. They could not
understand.
Why? But actually, Rāyamananda is not Shudra. Who is Shudra? Lamenting for mortal things. They are Shudra. If a sannyasi lamenting for his mother, father, for position, for anything, mortal thing, then sannyasi is not really a sannyasi, he is Shudra. And even a Shudra, like Vidur, Shudrani Mata, Narada in his first
career,
but he was from Shudrani Mata, mother. But if you will think that they were Shudra, then it is Nama Parada. Vaishnava Parada. We should think like this. So Rāyamananda was guru of sannyasi even. More than sannyasi, Mahaprabhu respected him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, oh, I was in Jagannath Puri. And Sarvam Bhattacharya was very kind to me. He told me that if you are going to south, you must meet Rāyamananda. He is the last sima,
last limit.
Limit of prema bhakti. At first I could not understand. But by the association of Mahaprabhu, he recognized who is Rāyamananda. Now he is appreciating and told that you must go there. And so, I have come to you and I want to hear something from you. Rāyamananda told, oh, in a form of sannyasi, really, you are not sannyasi. Sarvam Bhattacharya was very kind to me, and perhaps that is why he has sent you to me. I want that you should stay here for some more days and try to keep correct me or
reform me.
So, thus, at that day, up to this, Mahaprabhu told that in evening I will wait for you. You must come. And thus Mahaprabhu went to a Brahmin who invited him to take Mahaprasadam. And Mahaprabhu went there, took Prasadam, and evening he was. Gaur Prema Tvan Kirtan Krishna Das. I want that you should all present here at 5. Then 2 hours we can discuss all these things. And you should make program for
classes.
Morning classes.
They've already done.
Schedule made and printed and distributed. Schedule this.
घोर संसारे बोलिया मानो
ना एमन गॉड जैसे सब कुछ
हाउ लॉन्ग मिस्टर ड्रामा हाउ लॉन्ग
10 मिनट्स
हाउ लॉन्ग
10 मिनट्स
गोरा बहुना भो जिया मोइनो Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
To this world, and I have simply thrown it far away
I have not taken advantage of what Mahaprabhu gave. So this way he's lamenting. Adane jatana kari dhana tyaginu apana karma doshe apani tubinu. And what have I done? I have lived my life in this world, completely devoting myself to matters and activities which are very trifling, very insignificant and foolish. And what have I done? I have simply become a victim of my apan karma. That means my own past misdeeds. I have become victimized by that. Therefore, I have become absorbed in this mundane, materialistic life. Satsang chadi koinu asate vilas te karane lagilo je karma bhanga fans. I have given up satsanga. I have not really taken advantage in this life. The sadhus, the pure devotees are there. But I've thrown away their association also. And I've become absorbed in asate vilas. Asat vilas means all the activities in this world which are asat, temporary. They have no true value for the soul, for the eternal soul. They cannot give one any benefit. And I've simply become completely snared in my own karma bandha phansa. Because everyone in this material world is going on day after day as the sun is rising and setting. They are engaging in so many activities simply for sense gratification, simply for this bodily happiness, and nothing pertaining to the eternal happiness of their soul and the Supreme Soul, Krishna. So finally, he says, Vishaya Vishama Visha Satata Kainu. Because I'm living in this way, I have constantly been drinking this Vishama, very great poison. It is killing my soul. Gaura Kirtana Rase Madanana Hoinu. And I have not taken this nectar, this transcendental nectar of Gaura Kirtan, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought this beautiful Hari Kirtan process to this world. I have not drunk this nectar, rather I have drunk poison. Kenova chai pran ki sukha paiya. What kind of happiness am I trying to maintain my life in this world for? What is my expectation of enjoyment in this world? It is all a complete folly. It is useless. Naratama dasa keno na elo marya. So why does this Naratama Das Thakur even bother to maintain this useless life? I should simply leave this body and die at once. This is the mood of Srila Naratama Das Thakur in lamenting his position. So he's teaching us also how we should try to become thoroughly devoted to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and feel this separation mood from his transcendental service, and in this way attain perfection in our life.
Presenting a play, this is entitled Dham Ganti, or Krishna Taxes the Gopis, and it's presented.